Kurkwal, Director General of Juba International Airport, told South Sudan in Focus the 12-seater caravan bearing registration 5YBMZ departed Juba Wednesday morning, heading to Madeng in Wolang County of Upper Nile State, when it mistakenly landed in Madeng.
It left Juba at 11:30, because we were supposed to go to Madeng, but they went to Madeng. It landed safely, and after just some time, they see it is a wrong location, so they were about to go to a real location at Madeng. So the plane started takeoff at 1:50 p.m. Afternoon. During taking off, the pilot learned that there is a smoke on one engine.
Kual says the pilot decided to crash land and managed to evacuate 6 passengers. He says one elderly lady who was not able to get out of the plane burned to death. He says investigations are still underway to establish what might have caused the fire in the plane's engine.
The plane is totally burned. So the investigation is the one who will tell what was real exactly. We'll get a report from the pilot.
The small 5YBMZ caravan plane is owned by 7Wide Star Company. Upper Nile State Minister of Information, Luke Sadaladeng, says he confirms the incident and says a boy was critically wounded when the plane crashed on a building shortly after takeoff at Madeng airstrip.
I called the commissioner. Commissioner, give me all the information. Yeah, information. One lady is passed away, and then three is injured, and also four houses is damaged. Four houses, one in school, but the one boy is very very his health is dangerous.
Last month, a cargo plane heading to Lankan in Upper Nile State, with a handful of passengers, crew, and food commodities, crashed some 5 minutes after takeoff from Juba International Airport. All three passengers and two crew members on board survived. In 2021, a cargo plane crashed in Juba, killing all 5 crew members on board. Earlier last year, a plane crash killed all 10 people on board in Jonglei State. South Sudan Aviation Authority say the high number of plane crashes is due to the use of outdated aircraft and overloading planes. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.